Wild Adventures of Jimmy Allen.
Now let's return to Jimmy Allen's air adventures. Speed, Jimmy, and Fanner Cheapside, you'll remember, were captured by pirates by looking for the lost French pirate, Jerome Duroc. Shortly afterward, a plane crashes in the harbor, and one of the occupants proved to be Flash Lewis. That same night, Duroc, disguised as a native, makes his appearance. He tells them he is being held in the upper part of Tai Moy's house. Then a missionary, Mr. Johnson, accompanied by his wife and daughter, sails into the harbor. The pirate fleet, which has been defeated in an attempted raid on a river steamer, returns. And a rebellion, which has been smoldering for a long time, breaks into open warfare. The rebels are led by Jock Loon, who aspires to be chief in place of Tai Moy. Tai Moy comes to Speed and requests the help of the white men in the battle against Jock Loon. She offers their freedom in return for this help. Speed refuses, but offers to help her escape if she will give up her career as a pirate. This Tai Moy refuses to do. It is now later that night. The battle between Tai Moy and Jock Loon has been raging several hours. Jim, Speed, and Flash are standing in front of their house, gazing at the conflict below. Let's listen.
Neither side seems to be getting anywhere.
You're wrong there. Tai Moy's getting the worst of it, Jim.
Speed's right, Jim. Tai Moy and her men are gradually being run up towards her house.
Wait, Scott, look. There's a couple of houses on fire.
And Jock Loon is probably burning houses that belong to Tai Moy's men.
Hey, listen. We've got to think of some way to protect ourselves in case Simon is defeated.
I've been thinking about that. I've been wondering whether we should all stay here or go someplace else. Well,
where else could we go?
We could go up on the hill back of us.
Then we'd be out in the open.
Yeah. I've got a surprise. Surprise for you.
What is it, Flash? Quick, tell us.
You know, after I made those splints for Chris, I went back to the seaplane. There wasn't anybody around, so I got the machine gun we had and wrapped it up in a piece of cloth and brought it up here.
Say, that's swell, Flash.
Oh, great work, Flash.
And not only that, but I've got two automatics.
And how much ammunition for the machine gun?
Brought up all we had, about 800 rounds.
That'll last a long time if we use it sparingly. Now, listen, boys, here's what we'll do. We'll lock ourselves in this house. And if it comes to the worst, defend ourselves as long as we can.
The only thing is, what about food and water?
There's a well out in the backyard.
Yeah, but we might not be able to get to it. Now, here's what you do, Flash. You better not waste any time about it. Get Spanner and the two of you fill every pail, bucket, and anything else that you can find, and bring them into the house.
Okay, Pete. I'll get Spanner. We'll do it right now.
What about food?
Well, we've got very little of that, Jim. But food isn't as important as water. We can last several days without food. It'd be a mighty tough job to go that long without water.
Even if Samoy is defeated, we might be able to hold Jack Roman and his men off for several days. In the meantime, help might arrive.
That's what I'm hoping for, Jim. Both ourselves and Duroc missing, to say nothing of Chris Landers and Flash Lewis, it doesn't seem possible that more than 2 or 3 days could go by without this place being investigated.
I'd hope they might leave Landers' seaplane out on the shore. That would have attracted attention from the air. But Jock Loon and his men burned it early this evening.
Well, we must get more food if we can. Now, here's the situation. Jock Loon controls the harbor and the waterfront. But right now, we can get to Simon's house without going through Jock Loon's line. We've got to go down and get Duroc anyway. And while we're doing so, we'll ask Simon to give us as much food as she can spare.
Let you and I go down there, then, before it's too late.
Yeah, we better do that right away. I tell you what, we'll take Spanner along with us. That'll make another to help carry provisions.
And leave Flash in charge while we're gone, eh?
Right.
Well, I'll call Flash.
A Flash? Hey, Flash!
Yes, Jim. Well, what do you have?
Come on out here a minute. Bring Spanner with you.
Okay.
Jim, wouldn't be so bad if we were just a bunch of men. But this Mrs. Johnson and Sally, that's what worries me.
I know, Speed. Oh, I hate to
Well, now listen. Let's not think about anything like that right now.
You have, Steve. Yes,
Banner. Now listen, Flash. We're going down to Cy Moy's house, get the rock, and also to get as much food as Cy Moy will let us have. We want Spanner to come with us. You're to be in charge while we're gone. If you should need us, all of a sudden, fire 3 pistol shots in rapid succession. We'll be able to hear it. Cy Moy's house isn't so far away.
Right, Charles, Steve.
Well, come on, Spanner, let's go.
Right, Governor.
Say, you'd better keep that door barred while we're gone, Flash.
Okay, Jip.
Now, let's talk things over a little bit on our way to Cy Moy's.
Looks to me as though Jack Lung and his men were getting closer to Cy Moy's all the time.
Yeah, that's the way it looks to me, too. I think Cy Moy's waging a losing fight.
If you ask me, Governor, she won't last a couple of hours. I don't think. I say, Governor, look, what's that ahead there? Looks like some people coming this way.
Where's Spanner? Where?
Well, right there down the street. See him sneaking along close to the house?
Yeah, you're right, Spanner. I wonder what they're after.
You suppose they could be some of Jack Lung's men?
I don't know. Let's watch our step.
Hey, let's hide here in this doorway. Maybe they won't see us.
All right. Quick, Jim. Jump in here. Spanner, too.
Watch out, Governor.
Let's keep quiet just a second. Perhaps they'll pass on now.
Maybe they're on the way up to attack our house.
Well, I hadn't thought of that.
Listen, that's Cy Moy.
Is that you, Cy Moy?
Yes, it is Cy Moy.
We're just on our way down to your house.
I was coming to you.
How's the fight coming along, Cy Moy?
Very bad. I need your help.
You know what I told you?
Yes, I know. I think things over. Jack Lung will kill my son. I have come to accept your offer.
Honestly, Cy Moy, you really will do it?
For the sake of my son, I do it. I have long talked with that son. He not wish be fired. He wish go America. Be aviator like Jimmy Allen.
All right, Cy Moy. We'll do our best to protect you and help you to escape. Now, we haven't got much time to lose. Let's decide what we're going to do.
All right, Mr. Robertson. What do you think best?
How many men do you have loyal to you?
Not very many. Some already killed. Perhaps 10, 15.
Do you have any junks left? Won't you get out of the harbor?
Not have any junk now. Just won't have them.
Well, what do you suggest then?
I think maybe we need in flying machine.
You mean in your amphibian?
Yes. Machine, you come in.
I don't see how we can do that. If we couldn't get out of the harbor in a junk, we couldn't get out in our airplane.
I don't see how we could get to our amphibian. Jack Lung has been control the waterfront.
I think maybe make sudden attack. Capture ship. Leave, quick.
I don't think we can do it, Simon. We have to get the ship out of that thatched hut, out the motors, and then taxi clear across the harbor and out through the entrance. Even if we could do that, we wouldn't have room enough for everybody.
Here's what you do, Simon. You'd better bring your men to our house and we'll defend ourselves there.
Yes, Simon. I think that's the best plan.
Yes, I think so, too.
Have you got any food and provisions down at your place?
Yes, I have plenty. Also rifles, swords, and ammunition.
All right. I'll tell you what we'll do. You keep your men holding that present line against Jack Lung.
Yes.
And while they're doing that, we'll transfer provisions and arms up to our house.
Yes.
Then we'll tell them to fall back and up the hill.
Very good. I do that.
Well, come on. We haven't any time to lose. Seems to me Jack Lung and his men are almost up to your house.
Listen. Quick. He says Jack Lung attack house. Soon.
Oh, great heavens. Come on. We've got to run for it. Go.
All right. Hey,
look over there. Out of the house on fire.
Oh, great stuff. This village is soon going to be a mass of flames.
Oh, hurry, hurry. Hey, what's wrong? My children. We must not be too late.
Ah, there's your house, Simoy. We're in time.
Look down the street. Leading to the water, Jim. They're fighting within a block of Simoy's house.
Here,
here, keep going. All right now, Simoy. Have your servants get all the food together they can. Where are the arms and ammunition?
Right, in his room, over there.
All right. Here, Jim, Spanner. Pile this stuff together. Ready to take up the hill. Now, let's see now. What have we got here, Jim?
Well, there's a lot of old muzzle-loading rifles and a few modern ones.
Well, sort out the rifles and the others. We won't take any of those muzzle-loaders if we've got enough rifles.
What about these swords, Governor?
Well, we may as well take a few of them. If it should come to a proposition of hand-to-hand fighting, we'll have to use them.
There are 12 of these modern rifles, Speed.
That's enough. Don't take any of those muzzle-loaders.
I have much food here in large baskets.
All right. Tell your women to carry them up to the house.
Come on.
Now, by the way, Simon, what about Duroff?
Oh, you know about Mr. Duroff?
Yeah, we know all about him.
He'll go with us.
I'll say he's going with us. Where is he?
Up there. See, over there.
I'll go up and get him.
All right.
Have you got anybody else around who can carry up these guns and swords?
Yes, I tell men, carry them up.
All right, tell them to do so.
Turn
him up. Hey, wait a second, wait. I'll take out 4 rifles and some ammunition. One each for Spanner, Duroff, Jim, and me.
Here's Duroff. Oh, all tied up. I had to cut his box.
I was afraid you were not coming for me.
Well, we wouldn't have left you here, Duroff. Don't worry about that.
No, I didn't think so.
Now listen, boys. Here's a rifle for each one of us.
I used to use it in the foreign legion a long time ago, but it won't take me long to get used to one again.
No, I used one too in the British Army.
Now then, Simon, boys. What else is there to do before we go up the hill?
I must gather together some things today.
All right, but you better hurry. We couldn't afford to be cut off from our house up the hill. Why, that'd be fatal.
Yes, yes, I hurry.
What are we to do?
Well, we're going up to our house and make a stand there. It won't be long before this place is captured by Jack Lung.
Oui, they come closer all the time.
Yeah, you bet they do. Now, come on. Let's step out the door just a second.
Okay, let's go.
place.
Got him.
Simoy's men are making a last stand right down the street. Why, they're fighting hand to hand. Listen to that.
They're sure of fighting. Oh, blimey. Say, we got to get away from this place quick.
Right you are, Spanner. Quick, Simoy. Come here.
Get in soon, Mr. Aramon.
Well, hurry now. We've got to leave. Right now, Simoy. If we waste any more time, we'll be cut off.
All right. I come. Quickly.
Listen. Pete, did you hear that?
There's the three shots, Governor. That's the signal from French Lewis.
They're in trouble up the house, Pete. Maybe Jack Wells will attack them from the other side.
We can't lose another second. Come on, Simoy. Quick.
I come now. Here.
Now,
come.
What else to do?
Look, Isaac, my children.
Where's our car?
See, in next room, with children.
Hurry up, then. Go get them. Well, we can't waste any time. We've got to leave at once.
All right. I get them.
Hurry now. Hurry, Simoy. Now, listen, fellas.
Why don't you imagine?
We may have to fight our way up that hill.
We can do it.
All your rifles loaded?
Yeah, I've loaded. I'm ready for any of them.
What's going on now? Hurry.
Hurry, will you, Simoy?
I hope she are easy. How help me, Governor? They're fighting right outside the blooming door. How help me?
You know we are lost.
Here, I have to get this.
All right, Simoy. Come on, then. Let's go.
Look, Pete. Look. Simoy's men are extreme right into the house.
How help me, Governor? We can't get out.
We're cut off. Get those rifles ready, boys. We're going to have to fight for our lives.
The little band of white people is in a desperate position. Divided into, can they last long before the fierce assault of Jack Lung and his cutthroats? The next air adventure is packed with thrills. Don't miss it.
This program has come to you through the facilities of the World Broadcasting System.